Wednesday night, President Trump's claim of voter fraud showed a chart with a disproportionate amount of Georgia ballots counted in the middle of the night. Thursday night, new security video footage from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors closing down the count for the night. When everyone left, four poll workers pulled out numerous suitcases and began inputting ballots without supervisors or observers present. The Georgia governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. A Nevada judge wanted more time to go through evidence presented to him by the Trump legal team. The campaign had conducted data analysis showing tens of thousands of voters had cast multiple ballots, or lived out of state, or were deceased by the time of the election. Judge James Russell told attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which would be the electoral voters, a proposed order should be issued by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. A wildfire has popped up in Orange County, California. That's about 50 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. The Sheriff's Department reported an estimated 25,000 residents were evacuated from the area by Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Houston police are reporting more than two dozen people were rescued Thursday night from a Houston house where they were being held in a human smuggling operation. Officers say a man running in the streets yelling that he had been kidnapped and that others were being held against their will gave officers the green light to make forced entry. Once inside, they found 29 men and one female. Police concluded three suspects were in custody. As unemployed Americans suffer, politicians are still getting their paycheck. Let's get a stimulus funding update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
California lockdown orders from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is tightening his grip. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Setting shortages of beds in intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks, where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carry-out and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom said the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Beverly Hills and a few smaller cities are talking about creating their own public health departments, saying the county's rules are too strict and not backed by data. The restaurant industry was in court Wednesday challenging the suspension of outdoor dining. The country of Switzerland has managed to cut COVID-19 cases in half within weeks without massive countrywide lockdowns and restrictions, keeping most bars, restaurants, and gyms open, leaving the mandates up to local leaders. USA Radio News.